totally professional, Paul. Thanks. Fred in Philadelphia. Did we answer your question?
Yes, you answered it, but I wanted also to mention that I can endorse his statement about Dr. Herman Oberreth and the fact that he was the head of a division that did he was the chief reverse engineering expert for a particular division that was part of the Defense Department. I don't know what exactly what
right.
division it was.
Right, this is true. And in fact, you know that if you get our disclosure materials, you'll see that Wernher von Braun, for example, his last personal spokeswoman prior to his death is now on our team. And she has testified that not only did Wernher von Braun know of these things, but she also said that on his deathbed, he said that Wernher von Braun begged her to warn the world that there was an agenda to try to hoax various threats to our national security for the aggrandizement of those who were in power, including the eventual hoaxing of a threat from outer space
right.
and the attempt to weaponize space, that in reality, before this was way before 9/11, and her testimony, which was recorded in the year 2000, she said that basically these programs were going to have the Cold War. They would retire it, and then they would try to unite the world around a global terrorist threat and nations of concern. And then after they had played that card, they would try to roll out a hoaxed threat from outer space.
Well, let me read this quote, and thanks, Fred, for the call. Of course, a very intelligent call, as always, from Fred in Philadelphia. I want to read you this quote from Henry Kissinger from something called the Bilderberg Conference. I'm sure you're familiar with that.
Sure. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to read it for the listeners who might not have heard this. Today, America would be outraged if UN troops entered Los Angeles to restore order. Tomorrow, they will be grateful. This is especially true if they were told that there was an outside threat from beyond, whether real or promulgated, that threatened our very existence. It is then that all peoples of the world will plead to be delivered from this evil. The one thing every man fears is the unknown. When presented with this scenario, individual rights will be willingly relinquished for the guarantee of their well-being granted to them by the world government. That was Dr. Henry Kissinger, Bilderberg Conference, Evian's France, 1991. Dr. Greer?
Yes, and this is exactly the kind of thing. A lot of people can't believe these sort of things are actually thought of and said, but it's very, very true. There's sort of a, if you will, a type of fascist or transnational Nazism that has survived the end of World War II and the Cold War, where there are some folks who would like to see the entire world united, not in peace and in an ever-advancing civilization, but in sort of a very large military lock on the human race. And the way they can see doing that is stampeding the population through a series of orchestrated and staged-managed events that would redound to their control
yeah.
through the induction of fear and what have you. And
seems
I think
to work.
This is what we've seen. And it's very effective. It's highly effective.
Do you
in fact.
Think, I mean, we cover this a lot on this program, and we've researched and speculated to the high heavens on this topic of 9/11. Do you think that 9/11 could have been used and maybe was done for that very purpose?
I think there's a good chance of it.
Do you, you're not advocating, your group isn't advocating disarming the population or world government or any, I guess, of the platforms of the United Nations?
Well, it's a complex issue. I mean, you know, do we need a new world order? Yes. Do we need the new world order that quote was referring to? No. We're an increasingly integrated world. There's
but who could we trust? Doctor, I'm sorry to
entities.
Interrupt you. Who could we trust to head that new world order? Who could
That's
we ever
exactly
trust?
Exactly right. And it's certainly not the guys running it now. Mm-hmm. And because what their objectives are not so much about ensuring the peace, but ensuring a state of fear so that the controls can stay in place, as the masses can be controlled through fear very effectively, as we have witnessed in the last 3 or 4 years. I think that in addition to this, there's an enormous economic issue here, not only in terms of maintaining the, even if we melt both polar ice caps, but maintaining the juggernaut of the fossil fuel economy and the centralized power grid, which is really a completely unnecessary. Before I was born, we didn't need it.
Yeah.
But on top of it, you've got approximately $1 trillion a year going into military-industrial laboratory spending.
Yeah.
Well, they would like to grow that from $1 trillion to $2 trillion to $3 trillion a year. The way to do it is to create and hoax, in my opinion, a threat from outer space. And I think that's why, if you look at the sort of the psychological propaganda that's out there in the UFO literature and in Hollywood about all things extraterrestrial, it's gone from warm and fuzzy, the movie E.T. and Close Encounters of the Third Kind, to, they're all coming here to eat us for lunch. And I think that there's this sort of siren song of greed that's behind this whole fear-mongering on this subject. And that's why I tell people on this subject, 90% plus of all the stuff I see, I believe, is some form of nonsense and disinformation. And so I'm a very, very big skeptic. At the same time, I have to tell people, a skeptic is not someone who's completely taken leave of his senses. The evidence for the fact that there's something going on is overwhelming by any objective observer who would care to look at the materials we've put together.
We got to move here, man. We're running out of show, Dr. Greer. Sure.